Welcome back to Durker and Hot on Baseball, where I'll talk old school baseball with former Astros pitcher, broadcaster, and manager, Larry Durker.
Larry, you were the last 17-year-old to be part of a major league roster during the season. Today, everything for pitchers is monitored, even bullpen sessions, what you throw, how many pitches, all that stuff. But clearly, it wasn't like that back in the day, was it?
No, it wasn't, but I did have a time my rookie year when I was 18, and it was the first year of the Astrodome, when I started off in the bullpen and then got a start or two when somebody got hurt and did well enough to stay in the rotation after that. And as soon as I got into the rotation, they put me on a 100-pitch limit. And so that was Paul Richards, and he is a former big league catcher and a really good baseball guy. So he thought that, you know, my arm might be subject to getting hurt if I took on the full load of a typical major league starter. I did manage to get one complete game, I think, out of that. But it probably was a good idea to do it. And yet, I still remember Turk Farrell, one of my teammates and a veteran pitcher at the time, coming up to me and saying, "Don't let them make you into a seven-inning pitcher."
Yeah.
Like it was something to be ashamed of if you only pitch seven innings. Now it's like you get the Medal of Honor if you pitch seven innings.
Sure.
So as a result, if you look at baseball then and baseball now, I wasn't atypical. I completed a lot of games, and most of the good starters of my era did complete a lot of games. So I just looked, for some reason or other, I was on my computer, and I wanted to see how many complete games Justin Verlander has, because he's got a couple of no-hitters and Cy Youngs, and looks like a guy that could be headed for the Hall of Fame if he manages to last another two or three years and pitches well. I think he has something like 27 or 28 complete games. That's current.
And you had that many in a season, didn't you, just about?
I had 20. I had 37, actually. I had 20 in 1969 and 17 more in 1970. But and like I said, it was Sutton, Seaver, Gibson, you know, Marischal, all the pitchers that were good pitchers back then were completing, you know, more than 15 games most of the time. I think Gibson had 28 complete games one year. It was the year when he started off late and missed the first 2 weeks, then won the Cy Young and set the ERA record.
Okay.
He finished almost every single one of his starts that year because he only had about 32 starts. So anyway, I think that is a pretty good indication of the trend with how to pitch a game. And now I see guys come in from the bullpen in the seventh inning after the starter pitches six innings and throws 100 pitches or 95. And they'll have a guy have a nice seventh inning, and instead of sending him back out, especially in the era of the DH, there's no reason you have to take him out. You don't have to pinch hit for him. But they'll take a guy out that just had an easy 1-2-3 inning and bring in another guy for the eighth inning. And I'm wondering, how can you make any sense out of that? I guess they may have computers that tell you that that's a good idea. But I always felt like if I was throwing well, I was throwing well. And I was probably the best one to pitch the next inning, whatever inning that was. And so why would you take a guy out that's throwing well and bring a guy in that's an unknown? Because even the greatest pitchers of all time have off days. And so why would you take a guy out that you know is doing pretty well and bring another guy when he's having a good year, bring in another guy to start fresh? But they do it, and it's not just the Astros that do it, but almost all of them do.
It seems like the trend now is, again, using the stats, is they get more nervous when they hit the third time through the lineup. And supposedly, you know, batting average against goes up for a lot of these guys. But aren't you, or shouldn't you, at least balance that against you need to learn how to pitch as your stuff diminishes later in the game, find other ways to get guys out? Or is that is it just we want power in there all the time and you don't need to make these adjustments anymore? Go as hard as you can, as long as you can?
Yeah, they don't do that now. And again, I'm not going to question what they are doing because I don't know exactly what it is. If I were still managing, you know, I would be talking to the general manager and I would understand why he thought it was a good idea to make that kind of a pitching move. It's just that, you know, if I'm having a good game against the Reds, chances are the right-handed hitters, Bench and Perez and Foster, those guys are really dangerous, but if I'm having a good game, they take it over because I'm a right-handed pitcher with decent stuff and I had good control. It was a lot easier than facing those left-handed hitters. But if I wasn't having a good day, I'm probably not going to even make five innings because the left-handed hitters are still going to bother me, and I'm going to make mistakes against those three right-handed power hitters, and that's going to be it. So that's why I say when you're out there and you're throwing well, I think, it, personally, that I go out there knowing I'm throwing well and not expecting any of those guys to do any damage. So, I don't know. I just, I'm perplexed by the way they do it.
I don't get it either, Larry. You're far from alone. That's it for this episode of Durker and Hot on Baseball. Check us out on Facebook or at hotcorner.com.